Hey friends, welcome back to Kids Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome! Hit subscribe or follow so you can see all of our fun stories that come out. Today's story is brought to us by Lorenzo and Gia. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or go to kidsshortstories.org. Maybe we'll turn your idea into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too, let's go! One day, Lorenzo and Gia were both at home. Oh, they were working on some fun pictures and coloring and doing all kinds of really fun art projects. Do you guys like art projects? Me too. What's your favorite art project? I really like Play-Doh and coloring and building things. Really, anything art project I think is so fun. And Lorenzo and Gia were hard at work when all of a sudden... That's our spy beeper! Let's go! And so Lorenzo and Gia ran over to their spy beeper and pressed the button. Beep!
Lorenzo and Gia, we need your help. There is a lava fire in your neighborhood and we need you to go put it out and figure out where in the world the lava is coming from. Hurry.
Oh no! That's terrible! I hope no one's hurt or... Let's go! Lorenzo and Gia put on all their spy gear and ran over to explore where this fire was coming from. When they got there, they saw what happened. Oh no! There's the lava fire! Thankfully, it wasn't anybody's house that was on fire. But it was kind of by the park, and there were a bunch of trees that were on fire, and they needed to put it out before it started the whole forest on fire. And in their spy gear, they had some water sprayers and some fire extinguishers, but that was not going to be enough for that. Hey, Gia, can you run back and get the fire truck and bring it over?
Yeah.
Gia ran back to where they had parked the fire truck and drove it over. This was a fire truck that had a hook and ladder. It was a huge red fire truck with a big sprayer because, yeah, I don't think the sprayers that they had in their spy kids pack is going to be enough for this. They got to make sure that it doesn't spread. Lorenzo hooked up the hose to the fire hydrant, and as a team, Lorenzo and Gia both sprayed their fire hoses to put out the fire. But as they put out the fire, they started to wonder, where in the world is...
Wait, there's another... Look over there!
On the other side of the park, there was more fire that wasn't there just a minute ago, but all of a sudden more trees are burning. Hurry, spray it out!
Pshhh!
Lorenzo and Gia sprayed a bunch more water on that fire to put it out. And they started to wonder, how is this happening? They looked all over the ground and there weren't any cracks in the ground, like there wasn't a volcano under us, but where is this lava coming from? And then they saw a big shadow, something fly over them. What was that? What was that sound?
Boom!
What is that?
You see, what landed in front of them was a gigantic dragon!
Ah! Lorenzo and Gia had never seen a dragon before, but wait a second.
It was
crying, and oh my gosh, it was crying lava. This was a fire dragon.
Dragon, you gotta stop crying because we really don't want you to burn the whole forest down. What's wrong? Is there anything we can do to help?
Lorenzo was very nervous and was trying frantically to figure out a way to stop this fire dragon from crying so much. Because every tear it cried turned into lava.
Okay. I'm just very sad because I lost my pet praying mantis. He was my best friend and I can't find him anywhere.
Oh no, I'm so sorry, Gia said. That is really sad when you lose your pet, but hey, we're spy kids. We're really good at following clues and looking for things. I bet we can find your praying mantis.
You would do that for me? Oh, thank you very much.
Lorenzo and Gia put on all their spy gear and their spy glasses and all their important things and started to look for clues. They had to think, if I was a praying mantis and I was lost, where would I go? Do you know what a praying mantis is? Yeah, they're a green, well, most of them are green, but some of them are brown, but they're a really cool bug, and they can fly, and they catch bugs with their hands to eat, and they have funny-looking eyes. They're pretty cool. But if I was a missing praying mantis, I bet I would hide in something green. I bet. All right, let's go check over there. Lorenzo and Gia ran over to where there were some really long grasses. And, I don't see any here. Let's split up and keep looking, okay? You look over there, I'll look over here. And pretty soon, I found him! Gia shouted.
You did?
The fire dragon screamed. Here he is! He was hiding in this grass over here. Wow, Gia had found the praying mantis. Great job.
Oh, come here, buddy. I was so scared that I would never see you again.
That fire dragon was so happy to have his pet back. He said,
Lorenzo and Gia, how can I ever repay you? I have an idea. Can I cook you a delicious, dinner with my fire breath? Would that be fun? We could cook some burgers and some steak and some delicious for the whole city.
They were so excited the fire dragon was going to make a huge feast for the whole city. Wow, that would be delicious, they said. And so, that is the crazy adventure of when Lorenzo and Gia save the town from a giant forest fire because of a very sad fire dragon. So, if you ever see a very sad fire dragon that's crying lava tears, he probably lost a friend. So give him some help and put out the fire. Well, get your parents to put out the fire. See you next time, friends. Bye.